Chapter 3, Setting Sail. Michael pushed through the early morning crowds, waiting for trams to carry them to work throughout the city, and made his way towards the Mersey waterfront. The night before, in a public house, he'd heard there was a ship about to set sail for Africa and Australia. He'd hoped he'd be in time, but if he wasn't, there were plenty of ships plying their way across the Atlantic to America. During his years in the war, he had met men from all three continents and was drawn most to the Australian diggers for their sense of humour and lack of pretension. He had also got the impression that a pom, as they called the likes of him, would fit in easier than in America. Australia had the advantage of being further away from Britain, yet closer in terms of its way of life, and it was still part of the empire. The clincher was that they were offering men like him assisted passages. He liked the feel of Liverpool. It was a place full of life and full of people. The streets were packed with double-decker trams and smart new automobiles, as well as horses and carts. Everyone appeared cheerful, and despite the coal smoke that had turned its handsome Victorian buildings as black as the back of a grate, it felt an optimistic, bright sort of place. The people rushing by were a real mixture. He could tell that from their hats. Men in bowlers, cloth caps, naval uniform caps, boaters and fedoras, women in brimmed hats, cloches, the poorer ones in headscarves, and nuns under dark peaked veils. He pulled his own cap low on his brow and pushed his way through the crowds thronging the pavement to look at the display windows of Blackler's. He had never been in a department store before, and for a moment was tempted to go in and look around. Then he remembered there was no point. He no longer had Minnie or his mother to treat to some colourful ribbon or a pair of gloves. The smoke-blackened side walls of the buildings were covered from the roofline to the pavement with posters advertising everything from the latest speaker at the Picton Hall to Vino's cough mixture, Reliance bicycles and the timetables for the Birkenhead Ferry. It was so different from the Dales. Part of him was tempted to linger longer in this city and see what it had to offer him. He began to wonder if a short trip here might open Minnie's eyes to new possibilities. But he pushed the thought from his mind. He had to forget the past and forget her. He needed to get himself somewhere far away, where there was no chance of turning back.